Canton police are investigating after a boy was shot Thursday afternoon. Around 4:45, officers were called to the 2100 block of 4th Street Northeast. They found the 12-year-old victim with a gunshot wound to his arm outside his home. He was treated at the scene before being taken to Altman Hospital. Witnesses reported hearing gunfire from nearby intersections, and video shows a white Kia K5 and a red Chevy Impala involved in what appears to be a chase and gunfire exchange before fleeing. Shell casings were recovered from several locations. A man charged in a nearly 10-year-old stabbing in Jackson Township is being held on $1 million bond. 38-year-old Angus Webendorfer of Canton was arraigned in Massillon Municipal Court today, where a preliminary hearing was scheduled for June 1st. Police say Webendorfer was linked to the case through DNA evidence collected during a February traffic stop by the Highway Patrol. He's accused of breaking into a home on Kentview Avenue Northwest in August 2016, stabbing a woman multiple times, stealing items, and fleeing. He is charged with attempted murder, aggravated burglary, and felonious assault. Canton police say a man has been arrested following an investigation into threats made at the Dehoff Memorial Branch of the Stark Library. 18-year-old Corez Dansby of Canton is charged with aggravated menacing and inducing panic. The alleged incident occurred March 12th in the 200 block of Hartford Avenue Southeast. Police say it began after a dispute involving a vehicle, and the suspect later returned, threatened to come back with a gun, and then allegedly pointed a gun at two people, including library staff. The threats led to a lockdown and disrupted operations. Dansby was arrested today. The Alliance School District is putting a $2 million permanent improvement levy renewal before voters this November. On Tuesday, the Board of Education approved the resolution requesting a revenue estimate from the Stark County Auditor. Superintendent Rob Gress says the levy helps maintain school buildings and facilities. The board also awarded a nearly $976,000 contract to Teamcraft Roofing to repair a section of the high school's roof damaged by high winds in March. The cost will be covered by insurance. The board approved three-year administrative contracts, including one for middle school principal Tim Mosier, and accepted donations totaling about $19,000. The money will go toward orchestra activities, student trips to Washington, D.C., assisting students in need, and a tech camp. St. Michael the Archangel Catholic Church in Plain Township has named Sarah Schiaretti as its new principal. Schiaretti currently serves as assistant principal and a sixth grade teacher at the school and will take over the position July 1st. The Catholic Diocese of Youngstown says she brings more than 20 years of education experience to the role. Three men are facing gambling charges following an undercover investigation into alleged illegal video slot machines at two East Liverpool businesses. Undercover agents allegedly received cash payouts from machines at locations on Lisbon Street during a May 6th operation. Charged with misdemeanor gambling and operating a gambling house are 36-year-old Sandeep Singh of Niles, 40-year-old Simrat Singh of Alliance, and 44-year-old Amit Kumar Vighasia of Bridgeville, Pennsylvania. Ohio law prohibits cash payouts from electronic gaming machines. The cases are pending in Columbiana County Municipal Court. Ohio Attorney General Dave Yost held a virtual press conference Thursday recapping the results of a statewide human trafficking operation. Operation Spring Cleaning included 15 search warrants, mainly for massage parlors, as well as saving 43 human trafficking victims. The Mahoning Valley Human Trafficking Task Force charged 35-year-old Timothy Tolson of Jacksonville, North Carolina, with compelling prostitution, importuning, possessing criminal tools, possession of cocaine, and corrupting a minor with drugs. Five men were charged with attempted unlawful sexual conduct with a minor, including 56-year-old Timothy Powell of Canton and 58-year-old Larry Hitchings of Norton. All have made their initial appearances in Mahoning County Area Court. One person is dead following a fiery crash Thursday afternoon on I-76 in Mahoning County. The Highway Patrol says a semi rear-ended a dump truck that had slowed for traffic in the westbound lanes near mile marker 52 in Milton Township. The semi burst into flames after impact. The truck driver was pronounced dead at the scene, while the dump truck driver suffered minor injuries. Westbound 76 was closed for about 3 hours during the investigation. Austintown Township officials say a sewage leak first discovered in August 2024 remains unsolved. WFMJ-TV reports the issue near North Beverly and North Yorkshire Avenues was found when a crew discovered raw sewage while mowing the area. Administrator Mark Dappolito says the township believes the problem is coming from nearby private property and has filed a complaint with the Ohio EPA. Crews have since placed cones around the site and warned the area is unsafe, especially for children. State Representative Lauren McNally says she's working to help address the issue. A former Brookfield bank manager accused of stealing more than $150,000 from customer accounts is facing felony charges. Police say 31-year-old Zachary Reed of Niles is accused of dozens of fraudulent transactions at a First National Bank branch between May 2025 and January. He was fired in January following an internal investigation and turned himself in. Reed was indicted in Trumbull County on 13 counts, including grand theft, forgery, and theft from a person in a protected class. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.